See, we're always trying to get our kids to talk to us. And how do we do that? The third degree, isn't it, usually? What happened? I don't know. What'd you do? I don't know. How was school today? Oh, fine. One of the things that I suggest you do, I call it closet listening. And what this means is that you just hang out with your kids without saying anything. And I want to give you an example. When I first discovered this, is because I was having a difficult time getting my kids to talk to me until I would just go and flop down in their bedroom or something and just sit there and, what do you want? Nothing. I just wanted to hang out for a minute. Oh. Pretty soon they start talking, and one of the things I started a habit of doing is I would go sit in on the edge of the tub while Mary was putting on her makeup to go to when she was going to high school. And it was really funny. What do you want, Mom? Nothing. Just wanted to sit out and be close to you for a few minutes. And the first day, it's like, this is weird. she didn't say much. But pretty soon, she just got used to me hanging out there, and pretty soon, she's just chattering away, just talking the whole time. It's just kind of interesting how when they think that we're have these expectations and giving the third degree, I'm the same way. It's like when I come home from work and if my husband starts grilling me, wait a minute, leave me alone. I'm just trying to downtime. But pretty soon once I'm down, then I just want somebody who's willing to listen because now I'm ready to I want to have somebody to share with. And I do think our kids want to share with us if we're available.